I just wondered if that might have been something y'all would have used on the ranch.
Yeah, probably. I think it was sort of used as a to clear roads or something like that, really.
So it was a piece of machinery?
Well, yeah, it was built out of wood, I think.
Okay.
Pull by horses, yeah. Okay.
And what would you put over if you were gonna give the horses food, what would you put over their mouths to give them food? What would you call
it? Well, it depends on whether he's out on the trail or whether he's home. Well, you wouldn't put anything if you were home. You'd
right.
feed them in the feed box, but you're thinking about feed bag.
But if you're feeding at home, you'd feed them in a feed box?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You'd have a grain box, you know, at the end of the manger.
Okay. Okay. Is that, that's different than a trough?
Yeah, really. Trough is mostly for, outside, and used to feed the hogs in a trough.
Uh-huh. Do you have more, do you just have one trough, or do you have more than one?
Oh, yeah, might have several.
Okay.
Depending on how many hogs you had.
Okay. What would be the plural of trough? What would you call more than one?
Troughs.
Okay. I'm sure y'all, you mentioned for the forestry service you rode a lot of horses. You had to ride a horse a good bit. I was wondering if you could look at a saddle and tell me some of the parts to it.
Probably not.
Well, if number one here, this thing on top, what would that be called?
Well, that's a horn.
Okay. And the thing the horn sits on, number three, what is that? Does that have a name?
Oh, the swell or the cantle? Oh, let's see.
Okay. Okay.
Not.
Was it ever called the pommel?
Pommel, that's it, yeah. Just
okay.
Wouldn't come to me.
Oh, it's all right. Pommel. How about number two?
Well, that's the cantle.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this thing on the side here, number 11, what is that?
Oh, it's skirt, I guess.
Okay. And number 12, these strings hanging down here.
Saddle strings.
Okay. And number 10, the thing you put your foot in?
Stirrup.
Okay. What attached the stirrup to the saddle? Was there anything there that attached it?
Yeah. Can't think what you call it.
Okay. How about number 8 here, this thing down below?
That's a skirt.
Okay. Okay. And how about number 13, the thing that...
Latigo.
Okay. Okay.
Cinch.
Okay. And would this back part back here, number 6, would it have a name?
Yeah. But it won't come to me.
Okay. Okay. Let me, I want to show you a bridle. And see if you remember any of these as well. The part that went over the horse's forehead, number 1 here, what would it have been called? Called a brow band or a headband?
Well, that's not what I call it.
Okay.
But I can't think what it was. Yeah. But it could have been called that.
Called what?
A brow band.
Okay. How about number 2 here, the thing that went over the horse's nose? Right there. Did that have a name?
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Left me.
Okay. How about the number 3, the things that went down the side of his face?
It's the main part of the bridle, but I don't...
Okay.
I can't... Okay.
Did the thing that went underneath his neck... Underneath his
throat latch.
Okay. And about the thing that went behind his ear. Number 4 was throat latch, and the number 9, the thing that goes behind his ears. Did that have a name?
Yeah, it had a name.
Okay.
Left me.
Okay. How about these things going back towards the rider?
Those are the reins.
Okay. So 5 and 6 would be reins. Were they different kinds of reins?